What can I get for you today?
I would like a large mocha.
Large mocha, is whole milk okay?
Oh, sure.
At first glance, it looks and feels like business as usual at a Newbury Park gourmet coffee shop.
You can make it a little sweeter if you want, or we have simple syrup or sugar in the raw.
But like many locally owned businesses on the Central and South Coast, Ragamuffin Coffee Roasters is trying to figure out how to survive in a very different world.
No one in their wildest dreams ever thought this could be a real thing. This is like something out of a movie.
Sarah Pritchett owns Ragamuffin. She has two locations, the one that we're in Newbury Park and one in the Collection Shopping and Entertainment Center in Oxnard. They sell their own locally roasted coffee as well as their own gluten-free bakery products.
We've definitely seen a decline in sales. A lot of our wholesale clients are restaurants and hotels, so we saw a significant impact in that sense. And then obviously with people being required to shelter in place and stay at home, we've seen a decline in foot traffic into the shops.
But Pritchett says she was determined to keep her doors open and her two dozen employees working.
We just came together as a team and said, we're going to survive this. It's going to be okay. We're going to keep sharing good. And that may not look like people coming in and sitting in our cafes like it used to. But we're still going to keep making good products.
Some regular customers say they're trying to support the local business.
Exactly why I did it. Lived here since 83. They're open. They're trying.
Lloyd Wertheimer is a Ragamuffin coffee shop regular.
It is a different atmosphere, absolutely. I'm in commercial real estate, and I do a lot in this town, and it's a whole new era of doing business.
There's a steady stream of customers right now, but manager Taylor Rutsala admits it's a different atmosphere because people can't bring out their laptops and set up camp at tables.
We used to have people just sitting in here, and that's how it'd feel just crazy all day, but we've just noticed people coming in like batches. So they'd come in all at the same time and then we'd be dead for 20 minutes. Or they'd come in all in the morning and then work from home and not leave their home and then come in the afternoon.
Owner Sarah Pritchett says in order to survive, they've shaken up their offerings.
We've created the take and bake options where people can bake cinnamon rolls at home. So they're all sitting at home. They want something comforting. We're doing jug lattes where they can just have it ready to go in the fridge, so it makes it easy for them. We've added the online apps so that they can order from their house in their pajamas and then just drive up and we'll bring it out to their car. We just introduced a pantry online, so we're going to be starting to sell some just ready packaged meals, and we've got bread, eggs, milk, just kind of your basic necessities.
And Pritchett says they're also trying to give back to help some of those in the front lines of the coronavirus crisis.
We know a bunch of medical workers and nurses just that are our regulars and people who we come in contact with, some of our family. And so we just decided to create snack pack care packages. We put those online so people can purchase those care packages and donate the money for them. And then we will make sure that our local health workers receive those goodies.
Pritchett says so far, Ragamuffin has been hanging in there, and while they've had to cut some employee hours, they haven't had to do layoffs. She says they're trying to be positive and creative as they come up with ways to keep their doors open. In Newbury Park, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.